All right, so draft season is officially in full swing. Everyone's buzzing about those top prospects, the potential franchise quarterbacks, the game-changing wide receivers. But today, we're diving deep into a different kind of prospect, a category of player that I think is way more fun to uncover,
Oh, absolutely.
the sleepers.
Yeah, love those.
The guys who, for whatever reason, might be flying under the radar right now, but have the potential to become serious contributors in the NFL. And that's what our deep dive today is all about, unearthing these hidden gems, understanding why they might be overlooked and what makes them so intriguing.
Exactly. And to guide us through this, we're going to be drawing from a really cool podcast we found called Gridiron Talks with Jacob and Dad. Have you heard of it?
I have. I've actually been listening to it quite a bit lately.
It's a great dynamic, right?
Yeah, it is. You've got Jacob, this young guy, just finished playing college ball, even had a short stint in the NFL, bringing that fresh on the field perspective.
Right, that recent experience.
And then his dad, a lifelong football fan, decades of watching the game, so he adds that historical context.
Yeah, I love that mix. It's like getting insights from two different generations of football minds.
Totally. So the episode we're digging into is Episode 7, NFL Draft Sleepers, Hidden Gems for 2025, which aired back on March 31st.
Perfect timing, too, just a few weeks before the actual draft.
Yep. And in that episode, they highlighted four players they believe are being significantly undervalued. So whether you're prepping for your fantasy draft, trying to predict your favorite team's moves, or just fascinated by the scouting process, this deep dive should give you some real insights.
Let's get to it then.
All right, let's start our journey down south in Athens, Georgia, home of the back-to-back national champion Bulldogs.
Dynasty in the making.
Seriously. And one guy who played a big part in that success but might not be getting the national recognition he deserves is linebacker Smail
Mond? Yeah, he's interesting. You look at his stats in the past two seasons at Georgia, 147 tackles. That's pretty solid production.
Definitely consistent.
Then at the NFL Combine, he runs a 4.5 40-yard dash.
Whoa, that's fast for a linebacker.
Jacob and his dad were describing that as pure sideline to sideline heat, and I think that's a pretty accurate visual.
Yeah, totally. And Jacob really emphasized Mondon's quickness off the snap, saying it makes him so difficult to play against.
Right, because by the time the offensive lineman even thinks about engaging, he's already past them.
Exactly. Now, Dad on the podcast made a comparison I thought was really interesting. He said Mondon reminds him of Derrick Brooks.
Oh, wow, that's high praise.
It is. I mean, Derrick Brooks is a Hall of Famer, known for being around the ball in every single play. And when you consider Georgia's recent history of producing top-tier linebackers, Roquan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, it makes you wonder if Mondon could be the next in line.
Makes sense. And Dad also pointed out that if Mondon's combine performance confirms his athleticism, he could very well be off the board by the end of round three.
That's interesting. If he has that kind of potential, why isn't there more buzz about him going in the first round?
You know, that's the classic sleeper profile, right?
Yeah.
A highly productive, athletic guy from a top program, but for some reason, the hype train hasn't fully left the station yet.
All right, let's stick around in Athens for a bit, but switch sides of the ball. We're talking about center Jared Wilson, and this is where things get really, really intriguing.
Oh, yeah. Wilson's the kind of prospect that really gets people talking, especially those who love those combine freaks.
Combine freak, perfect way to describe him. His numbers at the NFL Combine were off the chart.
Absolutely ridiculous. He earned a 9.97 relative athletic score. You know, the RAS, that metric that compares a player's combine performance to others at their position throughout history.
So basically, how athletic they are relative to everyone else who's ever been tested.
Exactly. And 9.97, that's the third best RAS for a center since 1987. I mean, that's like almost 40 years of data.
That puts it in perspective. And it's not just the RAS, right? He ran a 4.84 40-yard dash, which is blazing fast for a lineman, and he put up 25 reps on the bench press.
The guy is a wall, but also somehow has wheels. It's kind of mind-blowing when you watch him move.
I can imagine. Jacob was blown away too. He even speculated that the Atlanta Falcons at pick 15 might be seriously considering him.
Let's solidify that offensive line, right?
Yeah. I mean, a center who can move like that, he's not just blocking, he's opening up entirely new possibilities in the run game, giving your quarterback extra time.
I remember Dad on the podcast, he called Wilson's combine performance freakish and kept saying a wall with wheels. Just couldn't get over it.
He also brought up how the center position has evolved. Used to be all about brute strength, but now you need guys who can move laterally, get out in space.
Yeah, like if you're going to run those outside zone schemes, you need a center who can reach those blocks.
Exactly. All right, let's shift gears now and head up north to Boston College, where we've got edge rusher Donovan Ezeruwaku. This is a guy whose name is starting to pop up more and more in scouting reports.
Ezeruwaku, yeah, he's a classic high motor player. The guy just does not stop coming at you.
And that motor translated to a lot of production last season, 14 sacks.
Which, as Dad on the podcast wisely said, sacks don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have all the athletic potential in the world, but if you're not getting to the quarterback, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, those are impact plays. Now, Jacob mentioned that Pro Football Focus, or PFF for the stat nerds out there, has him listed as one of their sleeper crushes. And he even threw out the Chicago Bears at pick 10 as a potential landing spot.
Pairing him with Montez Sweat, that would be a scary pass rush duo.
No doubt. And Dad described Ezeruwaku as a dog, someone who's just relentless on the field. He compared him to a young John Abraham.
Oh, that's a great comparison.
Right. John Abraham, known for his speed off the edge, his ability to bend the edge and use that speed and leverage to dip under those tackles.
Yeah, it's almost like they become more aerodynamic as they're going around the corner.
Exactly. Now, Dad also brought up an interesting point. He said, if Ezeruwaku keeps impressing during OTAs, those organized team activities in the spring, he could even sneak into the first round.
That's the kind of buzz that can really make a difference. So we've got a productive pass rusher drawing comparisons to a Pro Bowler, and he might not even last till the second round. It's almost like the perfect sleeper scenario.
Absolutely. All right, our final sleeper prospect takes us to the Big Ten, the Michigan Wolverines, and tight end Colston Loveland.
Loveland, he's a fascinating prospect. 6'5", described as silky smooth. That's a combination that always gets NFL teams excited.
Yeah, especially at tight end, where you need guys who can create mismatches, be a threat in both the passing game and as blockers.
And Jacob on the podcast made a comparison I found really intriguing. He said Loveland reminds him of Brock Bowers.
Wow, that's high praise. Bowers is considered the top tight end in this class by a lot of analysts.
Exactly. But Jacob's point was that Loveland hasn't received quite the same level of attention.
Right. So maybe there's an opportunity for a team to snag a similar talent later in the draft.
Potentially. And Jacob even suggested the Detroit Lions at pick 20 as a possible landing spot.
With Jared Goff, who loves throwing to his tight ends, that would be a nice fit.
Definitely. Dad was super high on Loveland, too. He called his potential sky high, praised his hands, his route running ability. You know, those classic Michigan tight ends. They just seem to have that it factor.
Yeah, they do. Dad also pointed out that while Bowers has gotten more hype, Loveland still presents a significant matchup problem for defenses because of his size and athleticism.
That's something you hear a lot about these modern tight ends. They're not just extra blockers anymore. They're essentially oversized wide receivers who can also hold their own in the trenches.
And that makes them incredibly valuable in today's NFL, where versatility is so important. All right, so we've gotten to know these four sleeper prospects. Now let's dig into what Jacob and Dad considered their winners and losers in this whole sleeper conversation.
Right, they had some interesting takes there. So Jacob's winner, the player he thinks benefits most from this whole sleeper label, is Jared Wilson.
The center from Georgia. Makes sense.
His reasoning was those combine numbers. They're just too good to ignore. And he thinks that'll lead to a huge jump in Wilson's draft stock.
Maybe even into the top 10.
He actually predicted that. Said the Falcons might just snatch him up.
Wow. So a guy who was projected as maybe a second round pick could end up going in the top 10. That's how much those combine numbers can shift the narrative.
Absolutely. Dad's winner was Donovan Ezeruwaku, the edge rusher from Boston College.
The dog.
Exactly. And his argument was simple. 14 sacks is a huge number, especially from a program like Boston College.
Yeah, that's not coming against cupcakes every week. He's going up against some legit competition.
Right. So Dad sees that production as a major indicator of Ezeruwaku's potential, even if he's not getting the same hype as some of the other edge rushers in this class.
Makes sense. Now, what about the losers?
So Jacob's loser wasn't a player. It was the big name bias that often surrounds the draft.
The idea that we get so caught up in the highly touted prospects, the guys who've been on the national radar for years, that we overlook some of the hidden gems.
Exactly. And he thinks a guy like Smail Mondon might be a victim of that bias. You know, really talented player who might not get the full recognition he deserves until after the draft when he's making plays on Sundays.
Which would be unfortunate, but it happens every year.
It does. Dad's loser was any team that might sleep on these players.
Passing up on talent because they're too focused on the big names.
Yep. He thinks teams could really regret missing out on guys like Mondon or Loveland, who could end up being Pro Bowl caliber players.
Right. And then they're kicking themselves a few years down the road.
Exactly. He also mentioned how the buzz around Jared Wilson is growing online, especially on X.
X, yeah. That's where everyone's talking about the draft these days.
And he said some analysts are already projecting Wilson to go in the first round, even potentially top 10. So maybe that sleeper label is starting to fade a bit.
All right, before we wrap up, we have to talk about the hot takes.
Oh, gotta love the hot takes.
So Jacob's bold prediction, Jared Wilson, top 10 pick. We already touched on this, but he's convinced that Wilson's combine performance is just too dominant for him to slide down the board.
And he specifically mentioned the Falcons, with their need at center, as a potential landing spot.
That would be wild. Imagine a guy who just a few months ago wasn't even considered a first-round lock, suddenly going top 10.
The draft is full of surprises.
Yeah.
Now, Dad's hot take is that Smail Mondon Jr. will be a Pro Bowler within his first 3 seasons.
3 seasons, that's a pretty quick ascent.
It is. But he believes in Mondon's talent, his work ethic, and that dog in him, as he calls it, that competitive fire.
And let's not forget, Georgia has a pretty good track record of producing NFL-ready linebackers.
Absolutely. So there you have it. The winners, the losers, the hot takes, all surrounding these 4 sleeper prospects.
It really adds another layer of intrigue to the whole draft process.
It does. It forces you to think beyond the obvious names, beyond the hype, and really dig into what makes these players tick.
So let's do a quick recap for our listeners. We've spent this episode diving deep into 4 potential hidden gems of the 2025 NFL Draft, as highlighted by the Gridiron Talks podcast.
We started with Smail Mondon Jr., the athletic linebacker from Georgia. Then we had Jared Wilson, the ridiculously athletic center, also from Georgia.
Next was Donovan Azuruwaku, the high-motor edge rusher from Boston College. And finally, Colston Loveland, the smooth, athletic tight end from Michigan.
And each of these players has something special, some unique skill set or attribute that has caught the eye of scouts and draft analysts.
And the key takeaway here is that the NFL draft isn't just about those top picks, those can't-miss prospects. Often, the teams that find long-term success are those who can identify and develop talent further down the draft board.
Those general managers who can find those diamonds in the rough.
Exactly. And these 4 players, they represent that kind of potential, the kind of talent that could make a real impact on their future teams, even if their names aren't being called on the first night of the draft.
Now, for all you draft enthusiasts out there, we want to leave you with something to ponder. As the NFL continues to evolve with an increasing emphasis on athleticism and versatility across all positions, are we about to witness a paradigm shift where players like Jared Wilson, these combine freaks, not only thrive but actually redefine their positions?
Right, like will we start seeing centers who are as athletic as some running backs?
It's a fascinating question. And as you watch the draft unfold, we encourage you to pay attention not just to the big names, but also to those under-the-radar prospects, those sleepers who might just hold the key to the future of the NFL. Because sometimes the most impactful players are the ones nobody saw coming.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep digging for those hidden gems.
Absolutely. There's always more to uncover.